Welcome to The Growth Machine, your backstage pass to the minds behind today's most successful digital marketing agencies. Each episode, we unpack real-world playbooks for scaling revenue, delighting clients, and building cultures that last. The Growth Machine is powered by Dream Giant, the partner that sparks qualified interest, turns leads into signed contracts, and nurtures a loyal tribe of eager buyers. Ready to think bigger? Hit play and let's dream giant. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Growth Machine. I'm your host, Shane Miller, and today I have Emma Davis, the CEO of Working Planet, here with me today to drop some wisdom. How you doing, Emma?
Doing well. How about you, Shane?
I'm good. I got to ask, have you read most of the books behind you, or is it purely aesthetic?
I've read every book four times through, never skipped a page, never skipped to the end. No, nice. It's probably like a 20%. You know, it's one of those, I buy four books at a time, read one, and by the time I'm done with it, I want to buy more. So,
yeah, I think I've read four books in the last 15 years. That's, nice. You're already way ahead of me. Well, hey, why don't you tell me a little bit about Working Planet? You know, I always say you'll do a much better job than I ever would.
Yeah, for sure. So Working Planet, we've been in business since 2003. We were founded by two non-marketers with strong backgrounds in using data for different applications like mapping, like ecological systems, like refueling airplanes in midair. Like that, you know, they're a couple of really smart people who saw the emergence of PPC and saw the opportunity to use that data-driven approach to make those systems work for businesses. So that has, the company has evolved a lot over the last 22 years, as has the digital marketing space, but really that interest in like, but let's approach this with curiosity. Let's use financial data to understand the impact we're having and help inform the strategy to make sure we're helping businesses grow in a meaningful way and not just, you know, well, we ran ads, so I don't know what to tell you. If your business isn't growing, we did our part. Like, no, if the point of marketing is to help businesses grow. So we work with all different kinds of companies. We tie all their data together for them, give them better visibility into what their business is doing, and use that to inform and then execute on the marketing strategy. So I've been here since 2014. Took over as CEO at the same time my COO rose to her position last June. We've been running the operations since then.
I mean, that I gotta say, that's one of the more unique origin stories I've heard on here, going from like scientist to data scientist, basically. And I gotta ask, is that a thing? Can you fuel a plane in midair right now?
Well, the Air Force can, I believe. Yeah. Yes.
I haven't given that to civilian use yet. Well, and did you guys did you and the CEO raise up because the founders took a step back or, you know?
Yeah. She and I had both been here for a similar amount of time. We both started at entry level positions and worked our ways up through the company with really complementary interests and skill sets. So I was really focused on, you know, using data, building out visualizations and infrastructure for our data. She was really focused on using time effectively and how do we improve our operations to, you know, for using the data effectively, you know, if the data set up to be used effectively, how are we using our time to make the most of that setup? And then, yeah, the co-founders wanted to begin their retirement. They told us well in advance. We knew that we weren't surprised by that change. And we've been working towards it for several years. But yeah, they are now our board. So they're still in the mix, just not involved in the day-to-day management of the company or the our client mix. But they're, you know, still giving us support and advice and, you know, critically the finances to support the company as we continue to work on growing it. So it's been a big vote of confidence and we're super grateful that they wanted to see what we could do with it. I think in a lot, they're very caring people. And I think they had a real vested interest in watching another generation of people sort of take and transform this company that they built and see what we could do with it. We had the reins fully to ourselves.
Wow. That is so awesome. I love companies that promote from within, you know, and to see, you know, someone like you on that trajectory over, I don't know if you said 11 years ago or 2011, but to see that kind of evolution over that time frame must be really satisfying to, you know, everyone involved, to them, to, you know, kind of watch you grow and for you to get the recognition. So that's really cool.
Yeah, agree.
Sweet. And so you said you took over in June, as in last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
got it. Here
in 2024.
All right. And so tell me, like, what has the growth strategy been like since then? Like, what, so I'm sure as CEO, like, growth is top of mind, right? So what has the growth strategy been for you guys?
So a big part of the strategy has been trying a lot of things. So the founders of the company had decades in business, these really extensive networks that they had built up over those decades in business and from, you know, prior careers too. And so when Courtney and I took over, you know, our website hadn't been updated in maybe 10 years. I think one of my first months at Working Planet, we had a photographer come in and take pictures. So there were very old pictures of me on our old website. And so I was, you know, it's like, this doesn't look good. This doesn't sound well. So with that switch, it just really felt like, okay, this, we're moving from relying on their network. Being in the agency space, it's very hard to get new business without some inroad, without some established trust or, you know, referral from somebody who's worked with you before. I think a lot of people feel like they've been burned by agencies in the past. You know, there is some element to marketing that is timing based. Like, you know, you have to ride out the storms. You have to be lucky in some ways, but you have to have the right infrastructure in place to take advantage of those opportunities or to effectively manage the risk of those storms. So I'm not trying to say like every other agency is terrible, but us. It's like, yeah, some of those were probably bad luck. Honestly, some agencies do have a significantly different approach than we do. And our clients come to us because they don't want to hear someone talking about, you know, we drove this many impressions or this much click-through rate or, you know, all that. So in any case, we needed to figure out how do we position ourselves and get sort of activate our own network, get the word out. You know, this is, we're Working Planet. We're doing things a little bit differently now, including opening up a new sort of subset of the business to be our own internal like incubator kind of. So the way our growth works, we focus on long-term relationships with our clients. So we want to build a really solid foundation and really good trust, really good relationships with them, prove out our value, and then continue to do that over and over again. We haven't looked at this in a while, but as of last year, our average client relationship was about 10 years, but we have a 30-day out clause on every contract. We really want to establish those relationships, and it's sort of like we're betting on those sort of growth partners together. You know, we want them to succeed. Their success is our success. And for a while, we had been limiting ourselves to just businesses that were already operating at a certain level, measured in often ad spend, but even, you know, revenue and sales capacity. And we decided, let's find a way to serve some of the smaller businesses that previously we may have turned down, but where we see the growth potential, we can sort of limit our exposure in that situation, maybe structure the relationship a little bit differently, but still sort of have that opportunity to place bets with our time and with our expertise and knowledge on these other businesses and help them grow and get to the point where we can then, okay, let's now build them a dashboard. Let's deploy sort of our full suite of or a full bag of tricks on this and really take this to the next level. And that has been really fun. It's helped to open up more sales pipeline for us. Obviously, there are many more small businesses than there are medium to large businesses. And so it's just given us access to more conversations. But it's also given our team members more opportunity to be a little scrappier and a little more creative in solving problems with maybe a more limited tool set than what they would have for, a larger client that had more data to go off of, more money to invest in testing or solving these problems. I would say the sort of refurbishment of the brand. So launching a brand new website, getting a, social media presence back and really a consistent brand presence, combined with changing up our offering to really speak to people and still being really selective about who we work with, but sort of finding opportunities to almost build our internal pipeline for client growth starting at an earlier stage in the business's life cycle.
Got it. So basically, it's a very networking based approach where you're trying to build out your internal assets to kind of help the trust forming process of it, right?
Yeah, gotcha. Absolutely.
Got it. And so what would you say has been like the biggest challenge of running like a referral networking based like growth strategy?
I would say it is the unpredictability. So it's, you can do exactly the same thing every day and go a 3-month stretch without hearing from anybody. And then all of a sudden in 1 week, get 4 people reach out and say, someone just left my company or we're planning for next year. Or like, it's not even necessarily all for similar reasons where there's some rhyme or reason to it. It's just, you have to stay in the conversation, stay connected with people and, also just stay curious and earnest about your mission. So I'm not a salesperson. I was really happy as I was coming up through the company to be focused more on the internal side, on the data and the modeling and all that. And like, other people will deal with clients. But it's been really fun in this role to like, I do really like these relationships with people and really figuring out what do their challenges look like? What would we do to help address those challenges? But it can be at times overwhelming if it's like, man, there are a lot of clients I want to work with. How do we have the capacity to do that? Or like, it's been a while since I've heard from anybody. Like, how do we sort of turn this into a repeatable growth engine, knowing it's so based in established relationships and trust and all that. So, we're still testing. I don't think that paid digital is necessarily a channel that can work for everybody. And I think marketing agencies are one area where it's really hard to succeed in paid digital for yourself if you're an agency. But we're trying a lot of different things, including building out a little calculator on our website to help address some of the early stage questions that we encounter in conversations with businesses trying to figure out, how much should I spend on marketing? It's always the catch 22 at the beginning. How much do you want to spend? Well, how much should I spend? And like, all right, let's map this out and let's see what you should spend. So there's a lot in the works. And I think the hardest part is just the uncertainty of not enough data to piece together what's definitely working, or is there something we should definitely not spend time on? It's just a constant effort, just trying things.
Makes a lot of sense. And so is there like kind of a plan to expand beyond the referral networking approach? Like you said, paid ads might not be the best space for digital agencies, but is there kind of some plan in place to maybe either implement, traditional outreach methods or inbound methods in a less traditional way? Or, what is the 6 to 12 month?
Yeah, so I do want to spend more time I don't want to say on cold outreach, but essentially, you know, we've done, I don't have a ton of faith in email marketing. I think it's something where if you do it at large enough scale, yeah, you know, eventually the numbers work out in your favor. But as someone who now gets, you know, 100 emails that are totally irrelevant to me every day from people I've never heard of, I don't even look at them anymore. Like the only emails I open from people I don't know have a subject that makes me think like, wait, do I know this person? I open it up and then I'm annoyed that they tricked me. Like it's not effective, at least for me. But that doesn't mean researching and trying to find, you know, those people who I'm confident we can help and just trying to sort of get in touch with them, establish a relationship with them, and then, you know, sort of build from there, make sure that they're in a place where they can hear how we talk about things. So whether that's, you know, signing them up for our newsletter, which is something that we've also built out in the last year and is something that I'm really proud of. I think it's incredibly insightful and helpful for people in the industry or wanting to better understand the industry. But I think, yeah, just continuing to build those out as well as more proactively giving people things of value. I think it's really tempting to say, you know, hey, this is really valuable stuff. We're not going to give this away for free, but really the work that we actually do is a process and is a system. And that's not something that we can give away for free. So giving away, like, here's some information, just so you know, here's something that's helpful, something that's insightful, whether that's through blog content or, you know, we've toyed with doing some webinars, maybe, like, would there be an interest in helping to teach people how to think about these things? That wouldn't be, you know, giving away our intellectual property or putting us out of a job. It's, you know, that's not really a concern of mine anymore, just seeing how much it takes to successfully do what we do. But yeah, well, we have a lot of ideas and it's just about trying the next thing on the list.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, we're kind of getting to the end here, and I've used to ask, you know, what's your advice for someone starting an agency, but I feel like I'm trying to get a little more original with my questions here. So what would be your piece of advice who is someone who is just starting out in this industry and has these goals to become the CEO one day?
I think the big one is to approach situations with curiosity rather than judgment. So I think it's helpful to poke holes in existing systems. I think it's helpful to surface like, hey, I don't think this makes sense, but doing it from a point of like, well, why is that there? What problem is that trying to solve so that you can be part of the solution, try and understand more of what went into making the decisions that have been made? Or you know, I think there's a lot of pressure. I'm not a big fan of the like fake it till you make it thing. It's like, no, just be open about, I don't understand this thing, but I want to, and then do the work to figure that out. So yeah, I think staying curious and engaged with others. And I guess the real cheat code is surround yourself with kind and caring and smart people, and you'll be unstoppable.
Awesome. No, I love that. Be curious, not judgmental. Like, that's something that we push as well for our clients. So, all right, Emma, well, thank you so much for joining. For all the listeners here, if you want to hear more about Working Planet, you're going to be able to find their website in the podcast description. Again, thanks, Emma.
Thanks, Shane. Take care.